In this bulletin, the Prime Minister is in Madrid for a meeting of NATO. Data for the 2021 Australian census released showing we're becoming a more multicultural nation. And in rugby union, Australian fly half Quade Cooper sings the praises of England coach Eddie Jones. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is in Madrid for a meeting of the NATO summit. Australia is not a member, but the PM has been invited as part of the first formal Asia-Pacific delegation to attend, alongside the leaders of New Zealand, Japan, and South Korea. On the way, Mr. Albanese made a brief stop in Dubai to thank Australian troops for their service in the Middle East. He says the war in Ukraine and Indo-Pacific relations are expected to be high on the NATO agenda.
At the moment, caused by Russia's aggression in Ukraine is a reminder of the unsafe world that we live in, and that our values of maintaining international rule of law, of maintaining a sense of order in the global environment, is one that can't be taken for granted. It does have to be defended.
Data for the 2021 census has been released, showing Australia is becoming more multicultural and has doubled its population over the last 50 years. In the past 5 years, the nation has welcomed more than 1 million residents from overseas, the vast majority arriving before borders closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic in early 2020. The largest increase in the country of birth outside Australia was India, which is now also the third largest country of birth overall after Australia and England, and followed by China and New Zealand. Mandarin continues to be the most widely spoken language at home other than English, but Punjabi had the biggest increase in speakers since 2016. There were also substantial change in the practicing of religion, with Christianity seeing a significant decrease over the last decade. It fell from around 52% of respondents in 2016 to just under 44%. The number of people reporting no religion has increased from just over 30% to near 39%. Meanwhile, the G7 summit continues in Germany, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calling on the Group of Seven to help his country end the war by the end of 2022. The president has urged the nations to step up aid efforts, provide anti-aircraft defense systems, enact further sanctions against Russia, and assist with grain exports. He has also called for increased weapons supply during his address to the meeting, attended by representatives from the world's largest economies, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States. President Zelensky's visit also included a meeting with the president of Moldova, Maia Sandu. The Moldovan leader said she fully supported the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders.
By fighting for their freedom, Ukrainians fight for the freedom of your neighbors in Europe. We in Moldova understand and appreciate that.
South African authorities investigating the deaths of 20 teenagers at an East Coast tavern over the weekend say the youths were probably killed by something they ate, drank, or smoked, and not a stampede as earlier thought. South African Police Minister Becky Seal says authorities have no further details at this time.
But there are 8 girls. And 12 boys that made the original 20.
It is very scary. I went in, but I couldn't go further into the forensic examination rooms.
The teens were understood to have been celebrating the end of school exams and others a birthday party at the club in East London. Their deaths have brought an outpouring of grief and shocked a country accustomed to injuries linked to a binge drinking culture. In rugby union, Australian fly half Quade Cooper credits England coach Eddie Jones for key parts of his development as a player. Jones, an Australian who coached the Australian national side between 2001 and 2005, has been the coach of the England team since late 2015. Cooper is facing the prospect of opposing Jones's England side, with the 3-match series between Australia and England starting in Perth this Saturday. But Cooper and Jones were once on the same team when Jones coached Cooper's Queensland Reds side early in his career, and he says he and other players really benefited from Jones's faith in them.
I had nothing but respect and gratitude to Eddie for especially the way that he brought us through from a mental standpoint. He was always looking for ways to test you. The Reds, when we got to 2010-11, you know, we're in a great space because we had kind of been thrown in the deep end, and it was a matter of sink or swim. And a lot of the boys, you know, really stepped up, and you know, that's all to Eddie seeing something in us.
With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.